Show. It's the Mike O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Before we get to our employee evaluations and the second buzz of the day, I want to mention that tomorrow is Friday. We will have porn star Mary Carey talking politics.
All right.
She's cute.
That's always a lot
and
of fun.
Smart.
You remember the last time she was on the show and she cried about her mother?
She did when she was in studio, right?
Yes, yes.
And then we called her like a short time later in Vegas and she was happy.
Yes.
Happy. She's also been on that celebrity rehab show.
Oh, yeah.
With Jeff Conaway.
She got between Conaway and his wife, I think.
I think there was a little controversy.
I'd ask her about that.
She was flirting with Conaway a little bit, so we'll have Mary Carey on the show. And tomorrow I want to try something different. This is going to require a little out-of-pocket for me, and if we've got anybody running around here that can take care of this, I want to do a little happy hour tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
That's a good idea, Mike.
Here's what I'm thinking. We send out one of our people, set up a little mixology station here.
Be good.
And, you know, we can put it right over on the left-hand side. We'll have the staples there, your standard stuff,
mm-hmm.
You know, your regular bar set up. And then we will invite professional mixologists, or if you happen to be someone who knows how to make a specialty little beverage, we'll have a little taste test. We're not going to knock them back completely. It's just going to be kind of like a wine tasting, but for, you know, a little happy hour
drinks. I think it would be good in that corner.
Over here?
Yeah, don't you? Because there's good counter space there if we cleared some of that junk off. Mm-hmm.
You know what's great? I come up with the idea, and Beth Ann figures all that stuff out.
So get on that, please, won't you, Beth Ann?
I'll provide Beth Ann with a few shekels at the end of the show. And then
$14.
Sometime either before or after Mary Carey tomorrow on the show, we'll have a little happy hour right here in the studio, and we'll invite you to come down and do a little mixology for us.
I feel if you do it before Mary Carey, we'll get a little more out of Mary Carey.
If you know what we mean.
I think she's going to be on the phone, Rob. She's not going to be in studio.
Oh, okay. I'll come in anyway, but I just won't be as excited.
You remember when she showed those to us,
don't
you?
Yes, I do.
That was big fun. It was wonderful to see those. Mary Carey. But she's very into the political process, so I look forward to talking to her tomorrow.
She's a student of the politics.
Second buzz of the day. What is happening, Mr. Burbank?
Well, the battered economy could mean more than 36,000 job losses on Wall Street, according to an analyst with the New York State Labor Department. A biggie deal's been cooked up between two fast food chains. Wendy's has agreed to merge with the company that runs Arby's. Bloomberg.com reports that Wendy's will be bought for about $2.5 billion.
I sure would like to try those new wraps they have at Wendy's.
I love Wendy's.
Recent visitors to Barack Obama's website were surprised to find Hillary Clinton's page there instead. Mm-hmm. The Washington Post says a hacker found a security flaw in Obama's website. We have a hacker in the studio.
Cough button.
It works great.
Don't do that.
they found this flaw, the security flaw on Obama's website, the eve of the Pennsylvania primaries that was redirecting visitors to Hillary's site.
Does that constitute cheating? Did somebody do this?
Yeah, somebody did. A hacker did it.
They're getting down to the real nitty gritty here.
It's getting ugly.
A lot of low blows out there.
Bill Clinton with a mouse.
Oh, look what I've been able to do.
What did you do?
Anytime you go to BarackObama.com, you'll get Hillary.
That's terrific.
Screw him!
It's not a mouse.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Spring salad, baby lettuce with red and yellow teardrop tomatoes,
uh-huh.
Candied pecans,
mm-hmm.
Blue hazel, hazen cheese.
Is this the menu of the correspondence dinner?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Berber spiced petite filet.
Oh.
I love menus when I can't understand what's on it.
You know what petite filet means? It means little steak.
Yeah, I know that, but what's Berber?
Berber?
I thought Berber was carpet.
It is. Or it's a kind of daisy, isn't it?
So they're going to spice the petite
Gerber.
Filet with with carpeting?
Yes, a very small pile.
Roasted cipollini onion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Asparagus.
Right.
Patty pan squash.
Mm.
Remember her?
Cranberry and orange risotto.
Nice job on the risotto.
And pomegranate demi. And white chocolate mousse for dessert.
Huh.
That's excellent. Some of the food we will not be enjoying this weekend. Unless somebody wants to invite us to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I would think it might
be. Sure it is.
I would hope it would be. But, you know, we're outside looking at least for this year, gentlemen.
Okay.
Get used to it.
So we've missed Rich Little and we've missed Craig Ferguson.
I know.
So who will we get next year?
I have no idea. Perhaps you'll host, Rob.
I think that would be nice.
At the last Correspondents' Dinner.
Just after the last Correspondents' Dinner.
Women in Tampa are vying for open spots on the roster of Tampa Bay's newest professional football team. The Tampa Bay Breeze of the Lingerie Football League is having a mini camp today.
baby.
Organizers of the new football league are the same folks who produce the now famous Lingerie Bowl, which airs at halftime at the Super Bowl every year.
Very exciting. When's it going to start?
They're having mini camp today, and of course they'll be playing in the Super Bowl.
What do you think of that, Simon?
That was very sexy.
Yeah.
It sure was.
I love lingerie.
You can smoke or you can gamble, but soon you can't do both in Atlantic City casinos. The city's ban on smoking in public buildings last year did not include the casinos. After a city council vote this week, it will, starting October 5th.
I can't imagine why they would be implementing this law. I know that I've spent 8-9 hours in a row gambling in a casino. And when I wake up in the morning, I don't smell of smoke at all.
I've never seen anyone smoke in a casino.
No, I find it exhilarating. The air in there, the oxygen feels better than normal air that you would get outside in, say, Montana.
Yeah, it's like...
Casino workers might disagree. They backed the change, wearing T-shirts that read, "Nobody deserves to work in an ashtray."
That's right.
One councilman called smoking a so-called addiction. There will be still some smoking areas on the casino floors.
They'll probably do it like they do in airports now. And, you know, Carlo, thank God, has quit smoking. But when I was not smoking and she was smoking and she had to smoke at, I think, Dulles Airport it was, and they put you in. You want to talk about the most unhealthy environment.
It's horrible.
This cubicle that you go into. It is so gross.
Glass.
Even if you, I mean, you have to have such a Jones for nicotine that you go into this thing. It is just like, you're going to die if you go into this. Cubicle.
And if you're a smoker, the great thing about walking into that room is you don't have to light up.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathe.
Just inhale.
Don't light up.
You meet the nicest people in the lounge, though.
How are you?
I bet they do it in Atlantic City. They'll have a glass room with two slot machines.
How are you?
And Whirlpool has started suspending workers who smoke if they said they don't on their insurance forms. Company gives a $500 break on health care coverage to employees who don't smoke. 39 factory workers have been suspended at the Whirlpool plant in Indiana. This is the first known instance in which an employer has enforced such a policy using surveillance.
Have you ever been to an airport and used that little cubicle?
Yes, I have. Know it well.
Do you do that on a regular basis?
Or? Well, whenever I'm at an airport that has that facility.
I'm sorry, do you still sneak cigarettes from your wife?
No, everyone knows now.
Okay, all right. It's public knowledge.
I don't know how they can tell.
I was reprimanded.
Why?
I was smoking after about, I think it was 14 or 16 beers at a Redskins
Rob
game.
Only smokes when he gets drunk.
And it was on that club level at the stadium.
Uh-huh.
And they kept coming up to me and said, "Sir, you can't smoke." I said, I don't know. And I just kept smoking.
Incidentally, when Rob is drunk enough to smoke, he resembles Jackie Gleason. If you really want to see something, he holds the cigarette like Gleason. He walks like Gleason.
Yep.
And somehow he's always wearing like an oversized suit like Gleason when I've seen him that drunk. We have to create more opportunities to see Rob like that.
Because it's always at an event where someone else is paying for the beer or the liquor, and then you have to wear a suit.
That's right.
16 beers later, Rob holding court how do you... Do you do the thumb and forefinger when you're doing that?
No, with Gleason, it's like this.
Okay. Your
pinky and your ring finger curl in. The cigarette, let me use this pen to show you.
He's got it. You know this is right.
And then the cigarette, it rests between your straight middle and pointer, and your thumb is up at an angle.
It's so gay for
gesturing.
It's either Gleason or one of those Nazi war criminals.
No, but
movies.
It's not gay because with your left hand, you're gesturing for the story.
Is that it? Have I got
that's
it?
Straighten the fingers that hold the cigarette.
Ah, got it.
There you go. And lock them. Right.
There's Rob over in the corner, absolutely S-face. You know, same things like, "So I tell them, where am I going to put the chickens?" Like eight people go, Rob is so funny.
Coming up in the final buzz, why Major League Baseball has banned water. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, we're up on a break here, Rob, but coming up next, I think it's very, very important that we get to these employee evaluations.
Oh, please.
Have you alerted everyone in the building that we are going to be doing this?
I've alerted nobody.
All right, Good. Let me take a look. Hold on. I've got my employee list somewhere here. It begins with...
The roster?
Well, a lady that I probably will give a very favorable evaluation to.
Who's up?
Antier! Account executive. Got the whole list of employees here. They're going to know that we are back in the building as we move on down the line.
Uh-huh.
And last down, we get to... It goes from Antier to Timmy O'Bibanay.
The new sheriff in town.
Yeah. A lot of people are here in the building today, which is highly irregular, too.
Yeah, I saw salespeople, and you don't normally see salespeople here.
And I'm going to be gentle, but I think at the end of the evaluation, we'll all hear enough where we'll be able to formulate a decent opinion.
All I ask is that you be firm and fair.
Thank you very much, Buzz. I plan to do that. Also, we'll take your phone calls about gas or the correspondence dinner.
Please.
Or happy hour Friday, 877-365-3636. We'll be back after this short break on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.